Action is all live on DSTV, sponsors of this very proud show. But I'm not going to waste too much time. Obviously, when you hear this, then you know that a special man, Baby Jet, is in the building. What to know? We are not enemies.
Baby.
See, you don't make radio. You don't make, see, if we talk right now, put fans for inside.
Baby. You know, we have Ghana's highest goal scorer in the building. Ladies and gentlemen, Asamoah is here.
What kind of introduction is that?
Hold on. I played a song and I said, thankfully, we are not enemies.
No, yes. You said Ghana's highest goal. Bang.
No, you came with the accolades.
Africa's all time.
Hold on. Daniel Crantin said he doesn't want me to say anything. I should leave all the accolades to him.
Okay. Leave it to me.
So I have to revert to him.
Daniel, leave it to me. First one.
Lady, hold on. Ladies and gentlemen. Uh-huh. For the right introduction. Of our special guest this afternoon, I now defer to the one and only, the slimmest shady, the bad man.
Let me start. Ghana's highest goal scorer. Africa's the first person to score a goal for Ghana in the World Cup. The only person in the history of football. Who, when is the dying minutes? When my team is down, I can turn my head and say, baby, we'll score. And choo-choo, baby, we'll score. USA's greatest nemesis. The greatest goal scorer in the history of the game. The one who, when he turns like this and his finesse short, you can turn your head, akpa, he didn't say.
Baby, how did you find that?
Quite interesting.
Go on, well said. So that again, you'd be quite interesting.
Baby, quite be my guy, Yeah.
I know.
He's more there.
To be fair, for those of you who just tuned in and might not understand what was going on, Daniel Crantin idolizes Asamoah Gyan. It's not even like in this building.
Who you miss, Yana?
I know, right?
Yeah, in this. Sorry.
Who you miss?
Okaho.
Me and Sicho will be the same.
Thank God. Asamoah, how are you?
I'm good.
You've been very busy. You've been very, very busy.
I'm not sleeping these days.
So I can tell. You've been everywhere.
Everywhere.
But it's good that you could find time to be with us.
All because of Ghana.
Yes, all because of Ghana. You see, I will not be doing justice to this if I don't introduce another legend. Even though he's not on air, we have to acknowledge that he's present. Okay, before Asamoah Gyan, there was another Gyan turning out and representing this country. This family has done their bit for Ghana.
He made a Gyan name and I took it to the next level.
That's right. But for Gyan is in the building as well. Give it up for him.
Five seconds.
Yes, go on.
The first time I saw Balfour Gyan play, in fact, the lineups were appeared on the TV, and I saw Balfour Gyan number 3.
Yes.
Ah, but the guy was high up the pitch. I said, me to a small boy.
Yes.
I said, but this left back, no, what's he doing over here?
the number 3, no.
Charlie, I don't see something before.
And maybe made you understand. You know, in the build up to the, I think the qualifiers to the 2006 World Cup, Balfour played some of the qualifiers. In fact, he started a chunk of them. I remember seeing a visual on Metro TV back then. In the montage, Baby Jet was working with Balfour Gyan, and Asamoah Gyan was carrying Balfour Gyan's bag, and he was following him.
Yes.
And that visual has never left my head. It tells you everything you need to know about him. There is senior and there's senior.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Balfour has done his bit.
I recall Ghana Cape Verde when we went there and beat them 4-0.
Yes.
Yeah. Balfour Gyan.
He was in there.
Quite crucial, yeah.
Anyway, yeah. So welcome to the Built in Bavo, even though you will not be speaking.
He says he won't speak.
Yes, he said he won't speak. He's
he said this job, won't forget to
fire. We also have Chief Franklin, who is the project coordinator for
top
the...
Top guy. Top guy.
Yeah, he's top a top guy. Man. Chief.
Top guy.
All correct.
Top, top thank guy. You, sir.
Wherever they say chief, you go down.
Of course, you have to. Let's get straight to it. Like, if we have Azamojan and Chief Franklin here today, it's because they on Tuesday they launched the All African Games,
Original
Games. I beg your pardon, Original Games.
ARG.
ARG. Who said AIG?
You. You're talking to anybody else.
No. Hold on. The bottom line is that there is an I, a and there's a G there.
The R is important.
It's very important.
We are going across
there's
all
regions. There's all and there's games.
That's true. So we are talking about the Original Games, an initiative from Asamoah and his team, which is bringing all the regions together in the competition of multi-sporting event, and now the registration is ongoing and everything, but I don't want to be the one to tell you all about it. I saw the launch. Lawrence was there. I saw the visuals from it. It was very well attended, and it's only the beginning, but clearly it does tell you what the future looks like for this event and the interest that people have taken in it. So I said, well, let me begin with you. At what point did you start to think that, you know, even though I'm a football legend, let me do something that inculcates and incorporates all the other sporting disciplines other than just... I see Jan is smiling because he understands inculcates. There's some people yesterday said they don't understand and don't inculcate. But at what point did you start to think about this initiative?
Yeah, about 10 years ago.
10 years?
I was doing certain things when I was playing, but people couldn't understand. For example, being a boxing promoter, people didn't understand where I was coming from. I was looking beyond football. I was looking beyond sports. I just wanted to build a sports fraternity.
Yeah.
People would say, why didn't you build an academy or support football players, but boxing? You know, I just want to help everybody in the sports fraternity as much as I can. You know, so me coming up with this idea was like 10 years ago, you know, but the implementation was a bit of a challenge, you know, so... Lo and behold, this year, Franklin and his team, everybody came on board. We had to just sit down. You know, we're planning this for like 7 months.
Wow.
It's been like 7 months, going back and forth, sleepless nights, how to implement and everything. You know, create the database to support a project. Everything is intact. We used like 7 months to do it. And here we are now with the Original Games. Ghanaians are ready to benefit.
Interesting. I mean, that's amazing. Franklin, before I bring Jan back in, I really want you, for anyone that's probably hearing about this for the first time, and I always say that there's always an opportunity to provide new information to new people. You can't always assume that everybody knows exactly what's going on. The Original Games, just give us a summary of it. What is it about and why is it important?
Okay, thank you. The Original Games, Baby just mentioned, has been his vision for the last 10 years. The whole idea is to actually develop or identify new talent. That is the main vision of the whole thing. Okay. And then we've selected, for the time being, selected about 9 sports disciplines, okay, which is football, athletics, mm-hmm, boxing, mm-hmm, arm wrestling, the both tennises, which is the long tennis and the table tennis, mm-hmm, and then the para games now, esports, volleyball,
okay,
and I think the last one is
a swimming park.
Sorry,
a swimming.
No, swimming is not this year. Okay. So it's basketball. That's the last one. So for this year, we only focusing on these 9 areas of the sports fraternity. Okay. Now the idea is next year we'll open up.
Okay,
but this year, because it's a pilot, it's a maiden edition, we want to minimize or take on areas that we can actually afford to minimize for the program to be successful. Yeah. So the idea is, most people think that before you can get into, let's say, let me take football. Before you can get into the national team, you have to be in Accra, you have to be in Kumasi, which is true. But then this time around, you have somebody that lives in Oti. Mm-hmm. that lives at Savannah, that lives at Tripony, that is not yet to be discovered. So we're moving around all the 16 regions, and then out of these 9 disciplines, each child has the opportunity to actually demonstrate their key talent. Okay. You also have regional coaches that are coming on board, and we're also moving some few coaches from Accra. And then one of his vision also is not only discovering new talent, retired football players, retired coaches who are basically sitting at home, they losing all the experiences that they have. He's bringing everybody on board.
Okay.
So from region to region to region, every region have to represent their best athlete for each discipline to come and compete at a national festival in Accra on November 4th.
Okay. This year.
This year.
All right.
Okay. So currently what we're doing now is we're moving from region to region. We're doing a regional tour.
Okay.
To identify what kind of sport facilities are within the region so that at least we know how to go about things. Those that we need to import, those that we need to existingly have that we have to build upon. So we're moving all the 16 regions as part of promoting the original games, encouraging the youth that whatever talent that you have, being boxing, being arm wrestling, participate, take part, be proud of the region that you're going to represent.
Yeah.
Okay. And the beauty of it is you might have a team from Savannah region that will beat Ashanti region for the first time.
Of course.
It's possible.
Yeah, of course.
You can have a team from OT that will come and beat Greater Accra.
I'm supporting
you're supporting who?
Ashanti.
Not B.
For me, I'm supporting OT. Okay. I want to see OT.
We have a bottle from Vota with Jimmy and me.
I'm supporting you guys from Vota. Who will you support?
Region or Eastern region.
Daniel. Well, I'm supporting OT. I want to see OT team come into Accra, beat Greater Accra, and then beat Ashanti.
You see, Baby J, you ask a very important question. Which region will he be supporting? He said, this is the first time all the people here know that it's for Eastern region.
Ah! You don't know.
We don't know.
My colleagues. I quit.
Behave.
Oh my God.
Sitcho, did you know?
I had no idea, bro.
Muftau, did you know?
No idea, bro.
Nobody knows where.
So this is where we would discover everybody's.
Yes.
Where everybody comes from.
Yes.
Because as the interview
progresses, Chief,
we will create an account for each region.
Yes.
So maybe you're from the Eastern region.
Register.
If you want to donate to your region for them.
Okay.
To build up your team, you can donate to them.
Okay. That's interesting. So hold on. So the idea is get all 16 regions together at one place to compete in a multi-sport event over
there.
How many days?
It's going for, we start from the 4th of November to the end of November.
4th of November to the end of November.
Yes.
Okay, fantastic. See the way I summarized that thing? He said fantastic. Yeah. Now.
Why they hype your body?
I don't even understand.
Relax. Now, how do the regional teams... How will the regional teams be formed?
Okay. So, let's take football, for instance. If you look at the registration, we're having a lot of registrations on football.
Okay.
So, the football concept is going to be justify your inclusion. Okay. So, as the registrations are coming in, we're putting them in blocks. Let's say the first one up to 50. Okay, from 50 to 100, 100 to 150. Then we set days that the justify your inclusion will play. Mm-hmm. Then you have the local coaches, and you have our coaches from Accra that will sit, and they are beginning to scout the talent as the activity is actually ongoing.
Okay.
So in the football, you have Coach Sapon, who is a very renowned coach on board, that's going to be leading the charge as far as football is concerned.
Okay.
And then basically, after the talent are being scouted, they'll become the best or the final 23 to represent, let's say, Northern region or Savannah region or OT region.
Okay.
Now, when it comes to the athletes, we have Cora also leading the charge in terms of athletics.
Emmanuel Tufo,
popularly known as Cora.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, you also have, and it's, for athletics, it's pretty much straightforward because it's just speed, recording speed, and whether you meet the timeline or not.
Yes.
And then you have also the representation. So it's the same thing across all the other sports disciplines. Okay, then they prepare and then come to national to come and compete against region per region.
Okay, that's interesting. And baby, you mentioned the issue of donating, and I think it feeds into what Franklin just said, preparing. So when they have the teams ready and they're preparing, that's where people need to come aboard and support the regions.
Yes, we creating it's like a GoFundMe account.
Yes,
for all the 16 regions, you know, for them to be able to prepare well.
Yes,
for the
actual
the festival.
Yes,
you know, so it's something we're doing to help the society. We're giving back, but also to make sure to make them believe they have hope, because when you are there and there's no motivation, you can't do anything. As for example, I've seen a lot of people who brag and say, "Maybe we school no be Johnny rough."
That's right.
And then they end
but
up.
There's no evidence.
Maybe this one. I don't brag, but we school I'm your finisher.
Thank you.
You know my nickname. People in Zaji.
Anyway,
way later they change them to Moro Ikadi. Goals. But I'm not
mentioning my name. I'm not mentioning.
So Ashanti will say anyone.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you this.
Anyone.
So it's something we planning to do, you know, to keep people on their toes, people to discover their talent, and that is why we are here.
Discovering talent. So will there be an age limit to the people who can participate?
Yes, but let me backtrack a little bit. Okay. One of the reasons we're doing the regional tour is also to form the regional committee.
Of course.
Okay. The regional committee will be responsible for the administration and the well-being of the team getting ready for the National Sports Festival. Mm-hmm. And then for every funding that we currently have. And then for now, it's baby's own resources and then some few collaborations from outside. That is where the funding is coming from.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow,
so
that's huge.
Yes,
maybe you are funding this from your pocket.
Yeah. I mean, he's been thinking about this for 10 years, so he's been able to tuck away a bit of money through his friends and then some few collaborations outside to actually begin this process. Now, for the money that we currently have, what we're planning to do is to have a 16 separate account, each account representing a particular region.
Right.
Okay. So that according to proportion, and we'll get to get more information when we finish the tour, because obviously talking about people that will apply more in Ashanti region is a bit more than Savannah of Modern OT. Yeah. So that is how the segregation is going to go. And then what would then will happen is those funding is basically the region committee is responsible for bringing their budget to actually run the event. Okay. And then we also have the national committee. So whatever the region decides will feed into the national committee, approval is given, and then basically the fund is actually released, actually developed. Another thing we're also doing is we also want to create an employment. So, for instance, if people have capacity in Ashanti or any of the regions to build things like jerseys, to sew like jerseys, we want to promote local enterprise or local business.
That's amazing.
Sew a sample of the jersey, bring it, we'll endorse it, and that becomes the jersey that you use.
Amazing.
We want to minimize importation of jerseys into the country, but rather build local businesses.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's another thing. But we're limiting it to... You have to be a resident in Ashanti region to basically tender for it. We're not moving somebody from Accra to go and so, unless, of course, we cannot identify an institution or agents that can actually have the capability of building those jerseys, then obviously we have to then import.
Yeah.
So these are some of the things that we're putting in place. And it is not on, I know this person, I know that person. The portal is open. If you want to be an event organizer or event planner for any of the regions, go to the portal, go and register, submit your tender document, and basically we have an engagement with you. Then you can actually facilitate the region based on whether it's an event decoration, it's about printing, and it's about jerseys or tracksuit bottoms. So that is what we also put in place. So that's one of the reasons why we also are moving around.
Doing the tour.
And a step further also, one of the things is recognized is most of the time, people get injured. Okay. And when they do get injured, like events like this, it will fall back on the parent.
Yeah.
So one of the things he came up with was, listen, I want to have an insurance company, okay, that will come on board. And then basically, anyone who get injured during trials or the main festival, the insurance company should be able to take care of it.
That's
another thing that we've actually put in place as well. Then the final thing also is our exit strategy.
Yeah.
We have three main exit strategy as far as this game is concerned. He's inviting a lot of international clubs or foreign clubs to come for scouting at the November, the National Sports Festival.
Okay.
So some of these kids will be very fortunate that they might get discovered or be taken by these international or foreign clubs.
Yes.
The other part of it also, like the local football, like the coaches and then the clubs,
yeah,
might also discover a talent for somebody who lives at Tripoli.
Yes.
Which would have taken a longer time for that person to be discovered.
Sure.
So we're hoping that at the end of the National Sports Festival, some of these kids will play for some of these clubs. Okay. And then most important of all, because it's going to be witnessed by the entire country, in a situation whereby maybe we need a player or a striker, the next Asamoah, of course there can be only one Asamoah, but in the likes of an Asamoah from Tripoli, people in the country will say, oh, but this guy that played in All Regional Games Festival was very good in defending, was very good in striking. Why don't we call this person into maybe under 23, under 20, or even the national team? So those are some of the things that we're hoping to achieve at the end of the festival. The final part is what Balfour is working on. I wish he would have actually taken the seat to actually explain it.
Mm-hmm.
He's got some education foundation program that he's running.
Okay.
That some of the kids who will neither be discovered by the international clubs or the local clubs, but they still want to pursue education, scholarship and other bits and pieces can also be given to that child to continue education. So these are our main exit strategies that we're putting in place.
Those are all very amazing indeed. And I like the idea. I can see the vision behind it and what it could grow up to be. There used to be a point where we had the National Sports Festival. I think the president said at the closing ceremony of the African Games that he hopes that the new resources that they have built could be used to revive the National Sports Festival. And all the original games is another form of a National Sports Festival.
That's it.
I absolutely love that idea.
That's it.
Speaking of which, you mentioned the fact that people can register. What is the portal?
Okay. The portal is www.allregionalgames.com.
Okay. It's original, really that simple.
Yes, allregionalgames.com. Click on register. It's just a few bio data that you're taking. You upload your ID or Ghana card or passport.
Mm-hmm.
And then basically you state the region that you are a resident in. And let me emphasize on that.
Yeah.
We want to discover talent within the region. So
not you cannot live Accra people like
you
Ghana
cannot live in Accra. You cannot live in Accra and travel to Oti and go and no. You have to be a resident of that region.
I get it.
I'm relocating to Beje.
But honestly, yes. There are a lot of, I would say, even artists.
Yes.
Who have just called me to show their interest.
Oh, lovely.
You know, I just, like, 30 minutes ago, I spoke to Shatta Wale. He called me and Stoneboy. I spoke to Stoneboy like 2 months ago.
Obviously.
He told me anytime I come to Ghana, I'll come to the office, we sit down. If you could remember one of my posts, I just posted.
Yeah,
he came to the office, we spoke about it. He's really happy to be part of it.
Wendy Shea
is on board.
Wow.
You know, so just this afternoon, Shatta Wale called me and was like, hey, Charlie, this thing is big. Ooh.
It is big.
We have to make this thing happen.
Because the festival, baby, and I'm glad you mentioned that. That's why it's a festival.
Yeah.
So it's not just a sport.
Thank you.
So there will be a music element, concert every day.
I had like 2 hours meeting with Stoneboy.
That's amazing.
We spoke about it. He also brought his ideas. So it's something for Ghana. Everybody should get involved.
Yeah.
And that is what we are looking at. We want Original Game should be an institute.
That's right.
In the country. Right.
It's something that people look forward to every year.
One area that I'm actually quite excited about is the fact that the educational angle, where when you come in and you do not have the talent to progress, then there's an opportunity given to you by Bafojan for you to be able to further your education, and that's a massive thing to do.
I've just opened the website. It's very friendly, though.
Yeah.
Oh, it's very simple, user friendly.
Sicho is an IT person. That's why he's already checking out the website. You know, but you mentioned it, and that is even the entire idea behind the Olympic Charter. That participation in itself is winning.
Yeah.
So it's not just about coming and then winning the title. It's about participation.
Yeah.
Participation in itself is crucial. So at the end of it, Baby Jet, he mentioned the exit strategy and all of that. But once you're able to bring this together, at the end of it, what is your biggest, what would be your biggest takeaway? What are you looking to achieve? Because you've already achieved a lot. And this thing seems like it's been in your heart for 10 years.
Yeah.
So if, and when you finally bring it into fruition, what's your vision for it going into the future?
I want to see Ghana up there when we go to Olympic Games, winning more medals and stuff. And one interesting thing I brought on table was, for example, a team from Volta Region comes, and then the volleyball team wins gold.
That would be amazing.
We have decided any discipline that wins gold.
Yeah.
For example, volleyball team from Volta Region, they come to Accra, they win volley. We've decided to go there, build a volleyball court for them.
Oh, that's
name them after that court.
That is the juice. That's the juice.
So it's something that we've been planning to do.
That is the juice. Wow. And I saw. And
that's for there.
Wow.
Yeah. And I saw one in Drew very soon. The juice.
Bro, that's
for there. He's been hiding the juice for too long.
There'll be one in Drew very soon.
So, my friend, keep quiet over here. Keep quiet over. So, baby, does that mean that if the people from Upper West come here and they come and win gold, let's say overall the track and field, they win the overall best in track and field.
Yes,
you go and build that as a track.
That one we don't have the money right now.
Listen, we don't have the money. That is where the corporate organization have to get involved. That is where people should get involved.
Yes,
this is for Ghana.
Yes,
so if you want to build something at the Volta region or
Northern
region,
Upper West region.
We come to you and we bring a proposal. You say no, which means you don't want the sports.
That's the
you
point.
See, just to add to what we said. See, this is, remember after the Africa Games,
yes,
we established, we covered it, we went out on the ground, we saw that people are interested in some of these lesser known sports. Yeah. So this is a very good opportunity for us to see where the raw talent is coming from.
Yes.
So when, if somebody in Sunyani wins, let's say, volleyball. Let's use volleyball again as an example. Mm-hmm. And they don't have any court over there. Mm-hmm. This is an opportunity to tell not just the corporate side of things, but government, that we have seen that the region of BA has a huge, it's a budding zone for volleyball. So now you have to. It's not like you are doing it and hoping that talent will come out.
That's right.
Now you know that there's talent there.
That's
but now you need to go out there and help them develop it in terms of infrastructure.
That's
so this is a very, very good initiative.
Imagine not having it in the first place and you come and win. You don't have it, but you come to win.
The multi-purpose facilities that the government were building.
Yeah.
I mean, through this, even pressure can be put on the sector ministry to finish them.
Yes.
Because when they do, and then all regional games are ongoing, these facilities can easily, because they have multi-purpose courts, volleyball courts, they have everything. They've got tracks for athletics.
Yes.
So these facilities can easily, if these things are in fashion now, maybe
but that's the thing, the all regional games, for example, I am dead certain 100% that the indoor sports will be held at Botema.
Yeah.
Right.
You go. That's right.
Yeah, for the festival.
For the festival itself. Listen, this is an amazing project. What I will say about it is that it's actually long overdue.
Yeah.
That as a country, I was very, very disappointed when the National Sports Festival became what it became. And it's probably a good thing that they took it off, because it became very mundane. In other words, it felt like a chore, where it was defeating the entire purpose of the event.
Mm.
The entire purpose was to bring regions together, develop new talent, and see how it can serve the nation. It became something more or less like, Charlie, there's with the National Sports Festival, let's do it and go away.
Mm.
That's not the purpose. This is the purpose of such event. It's very intentional. You can see that they've thought through it, and you can tell that there is a long-term vision for it. And for me, that's what I'm very happy about. The second thing I'm really glad about is the fact that this is being championed by an ex-sportsman who knows exactly what it means to be discovered at an early age. It's significant. Sometimes, even for track and field, I keep telling people, in Ghana, we have a big problem where we think, you notice that in Ghana, the level at which we start to compete and really start to take notice of the talent, especially for track and field, even for football, is at secondary school level.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But if a track and field athlete is not discovered before the age of 12, forget it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because from the age of 12, so, and you see, when they're in secondary school, they are 16. they're 15. By that time, it's probably a little too late.
Yeah.
So most of these serious countries, they actually start way earlier.
Yeah.
And the original games is one competition that does not limit, especially when it comes to how young you are.
Yeah.
So a 12-year-old could come and play among the volleyball team of Volta region, and he can excel.
Yeah.
And that's a talent being discovered at an early age. So listen, I think from us here at the multimedia group, right, Joy Sports, we will offer all the support that you need.
Yeah.
You know, it is a great initiative.
Thank
we
you.
Don't have anything like this on the calendar for sure. And you know, this is filling a void.
Thank you.
And in business, in marketing, they tell you establish a niche, you establish a gap,
yeah,
and then you fill the gap. There mm-hmm. is a gap here that is being filled. So
that's right. It's a
great initiative.
That's
and
right.
We will support it. We
Thank
will
you.
Push out all the information that is necessary. And when the actual event itself comes, I mean, the build-up itself is a program on its own.
That's right.
You know, and then when the actual event itself happens, I don't think there is any other media house there with more ability than us to deliver a multi-sport event.
Yeah.
Like
nobody was demonstrating on there.
And the African
like,
games.
Yeah. And next week, we start our regional tour.
Amazing.
We go to all the 60 OT.
OT, that's fantastic.
So we started.
No one knows what we're talking about. This one here, Chief Vitonet. Chief Vitonet.
Chief, you beat on this one.
I've got a lot of love for the OT region.
Yeah, so we go into all the 16 regions,
yeah,
you know, to create awareness there, go do promotion. Mm-hmm. Initially, we wanted to send letters, and I was like, no, let the people feel your presence
there.
Right. So that is what we doing from next week. Oh, 16 regions there. Hey.
Hey. Don't worry, maybe you survive.
Amen.
You survive. Because the politicians do that. Well, they don't just go to the regions, they even enter villages.
Ah.
So don't worry.
So when you go to Northeast, ask for do go there. That's my village.
Okay.
He has mentioned do like 5,000
yeah,
times.
Yeah. So it's all part of the Northern region, you know. So we that is what we're planning to do. Next week, we going. I even have a lot of traveling to go like outside Ghana, but I just have to cancel it.
Wow.
And then make sure I focus on the original games, you know, for Ghana.
Speaking of which, how much have you traveled outside of, let's say, Accra, Kumasi? Where else do you know? I mean, I know BA. You've been there, obviously, because you're from there.
Football took me everywhere.
It did. Has it taken you to Tumu before?
Where?
I've been to Tumu.
I've been to Tumu.
Baby, don't join those people.
Sorry.
Don't join those people. Don't add an...
No, imagine. I didn't hear what you said. You were trying to say something.
No. Don't. You are adding an imaginary.
You know, Ashanti language. The language is.
I know what you mean. I'm saying you are adding an imaginary letter, and I get that all the time. Every time I tell you.
Which one? There they are.
I tell people I'm from Tumu, and the people say, I'm seeing something else. I say, boss, you are not seeing anything.
Your ear is hearing one thing, your brain is pulling another.
Their brain is telling them there should be R somewhere. There's no R. I beg you. There's no R.
No, it's Tumu.
Tumu,
it's
Tumu. Yes.
Not R1.
Baby, don't join them. There's no R. As for the R1 right now, it's very dangerous times for but there's a law, anybody can, you know, now problem there somewhere. Anyway, before I let you go, maybe we had something prepared for you. I know you don't have a lot of time to stay throughout the show, because if you could stay out through the show, if you could stay throughout the entire show, it would have been really nice. Your friend Christopher Nimley says I should say, and he said, please better read this message with care and proper voiceover. And the message says, please acknowledge that Accra Academy is in the studio. And he said, I love him and God bless the baby jet. That is from Coach Christopher Nimley.
Yeah.
And I'm sure some of you know him, right?
Yes.
Coach Nimley.
Yes.
Accra Ka.
Yes.
Did you go to meet him or he came? What?
I think I left.
Are you sure you are a senior to Nimley? You probably.
No.
He's an old man.
No. He had left. No, I didn't meet him.
He's an old man.
Hey, for the way.
Yeah. But also, let me just say this before the. If you have any question around the original games that you want to ask, send us a message. The number is 055-111-997. I'll keep him here for another 10 minutes or so. So do send us a message if you have a question for Baby Jet. We have come up with something, Baby, because you've gone through quite a lot in your career. The question we want to ask you today is, how much does Baby Jet know Baby Jet? How much does Asamoah know Asamoah?
I know myself as a confident person.
Yeah?
Okay. Very, very confident.
Very confident. But how much do you remember? For example, if I ask you this question, say, you know you are the fifth highest goal scorer in the history of the UAE Pro League. Did you know that? Fifth highest. Did you know?
Wow. I know that.
Okay. And you also have the best goal per minute ratio.
That's one I know.
That one too, you know, right?
Yeah, I know that one.
In now, the UAE.
Yes. Now, if I ask you this question, how many goals have you scored in the UAE Pro League and how many games? Do you know that?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Shoot.
Is it all competitions or?
Yes, everything.
Hey.
Just the Pro League, fine. Just the league.
Pro League, I think I have 99.
That is close. He does know himself. That is close. The right answer is actually 100.
Wow.
100 goals. But can you put a number to the number of games that you scored those 100 goals in?
In, I think in 99 games.
In 97.
97 games.
Wow.
Jan remembers. He does remember. But that is unbelievable.
No, you see, I like people like, you see, people who know their achievements.
Yes.
I like it. You know another person who knows.
Bro!
He can, thank you. He bro, can tell you everything that he has done.
Hey, I like people like that.
But no, but when I was doing this research, this is wild though. Yeah. 100 goals in 97 games. Yeah. That is a goal and 0.2.
No, there are only few players who are able to score more goals than they play. When you go to Real Madrid, the greatest goal scorer ever. You know his name. When you go to Champions League, those people, few.
Okay, that is true.
This is your all-time top goal scorer here, so you don't have to be surprised.
Okay, are you ready for the second one?
That's good.
The first one, that was good. That was actually good. Mm-hmm. I'm actually very impressed.
Thank you.
Okay, number two. How much does Baby Jet know Baby Jet? Now, you've played in 19 league seasons in your professional career.
Mm.
Okay. In that period, you've played 331 games.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
And you've scored 166 goals in that period. Now, the question is, do you know which league season you scored the most goals?
Of course, the UAE.
Yes, but which year? You were there for a few years.
So that was 2014. When I scored 31 goals in the
yes,
league.
But yes. So the question is,
it was my second season in UAE.
Yes.
That was 2012-2013 season.
Ah, perfect! That is amazing. Yeah, so it was in the 2012-13 league season. He scored 31 goals in 22 games.
Wow. I would have scored more. I've got injured.
Yes.
Because during the first round from October to December, I already scored 21 goals in 2 months. In 3 months, I already scored 21.
It's poor day.
Wow.
Hey. Wow. It's good.
It's poor day.
Wow. All right. Okay. That's brilliant. That's brilliant. I feel like I should have made the questions harder. But to be fair, these are hard questions.
No, these are very hard questions. I mean, you're looking for precise answers. Yeah. Number of goals, number of games, which year,
that's
this
season. That's amazing. Yeah. Okay, number three. In the 2010-2011 Premier League season, you scored one brace.
Stoke City.
So there's an interesting one here. This one very much I like them to touch on, because this one said from Nana Kwesi, he said that Jet, knowing a typical Ghanaian man, they like to take advantage of the initiative to extort funds from victims of the scam. So are you putting measures in place to at least limit such occurrences?
Yes.
So,
okay.
Yeah, so not from you people, but other people taking advantage.
Frankly, once
so initially what we've done is we've built a comprehensive database. Okay, if you need to register, we don't have any offices, we don't have any agents doing any registration. Okay, if you need to register, please go to allregionalgames.com, register.
That's it.
When you are shortlisted, it will be updated on there. And the moment you register, you have your own username and your password.
That's right.
You can always go and check status, whether you've been approved, you've been shortlisted. Okay. So we have no offices, we have no agents anywhere.
No dead parties.
And enter the allregionalgames.com.
Yes. Website. Yes. That is the only website.
That's the
source
only
of communication.
Yes. That's right. Yes.
So that's where you can register. That's where you will know if you've been selected.
Yes.
And nobody will ask for money
all
from
the information
you.
Is coming from there. This one also is from Palby.
And nobody will call you. We will communicate in text message directly to your phone.
Okay.
And then it will state original games.
Yes.
As a headline.
So don't let someone send you a message from a number and says, this is original game.
Yes.
When the message comes, it will come saved as original game.
Yes. Yes.
Perfect. All right. What's the other question?
This one says here that, okay, friends, this is a good initiative. It's from Paul B. He says that, but how involved is the National Sports Authority and the GFA in this? He actually thinks that before they sabotage you, that's what he said.
Everybody is involved.
Yeah, I think I saw that you met even the federation heads.
Yes. They are all involved. Yeah. You saw FA president.
Yeah.
He gave his speech. You know, everybody has his support.
I saw the Ghana Athletics president too.
Love
Bao Fuseni was there.
Yeah,
he was there.
Okay, so everyone is involved.
Everyone is involved.
This one says, Fenn, kindly let Asamoah Gyan. This is Manome Andy. This is the senior brother of Abel Manome.
Yeah.
He says, kindly let Asamoah Gyan know that the best goal scored that I will remember him for is the goal he scored against England at Wembley. God bless you.
That's my best goal.
And your brother.
The goal let's go.
Wait, from your own perspective, that's your best goal?
Yeah.
That's why you choose.
People chose the goal against America.
Hey!
But it came at the right time. The time.
Maybe just.
Would you choose the malaria goal?
Algeria.
You are vomiting.
Relax, the man. Let him choose.
Hey, the malaria.
He says he prefers the.
You know, it's like music.
Yes.
The artist comes and he feels, oh, this is my best song. But people don't even relate to it.
Yeah. My favorite goal of Asamoah Gyan has to be
America.
I don't know the opposition, but it was in the French league.
Rennes. Oh yeah, Montpellier.
It was Montpellier.
No,
you should see the goal. Yeah. He loves the goal.
We're talking about the national jerseys, the national colors.
He just said goals. Favorite goal.
Favorite goal?
Yeah.
Oh. I'll pick that one.
The Montpellier goal, right?
Yeah, Montpellier.
Yeah, that goal was superb.
I'm a true Janite.
Yeah.
True
that goal was
Janite. 30 yards.
No, I like it.
I'm a true Janite.
I like.
Oh,
it.
That goal was
like 30 yards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shifted it onto his right.
Right there,
oh
yeah.
God!
That was the last kick of the game.
But it was
the most nerve-wracking goal for any Ghanaian. You can talk about you, the malaria Jan.
In fact,
Ghana Algeria.
Headlines.
Malaria.
Okay, guys, relax. Relax with the fanfully.
Elephant in the corner.
Hey, relax. You've seen Jan. You can't even control yourselves.
How?
But baby, when you are not here, they'll be doing themselves big boys. You are here, Daniel can't talk.
I'm starstruck.
Bro, in this country, if you don't jump their room, where you see your body, big boy, you know be serious.
You know be serious.
Go run down there, I forgive you.
Hey, biggest boy.
Me say, the intro, I was family. Prince from McCarthy Hill says, I really love this initiative, but my great joy is that the original games could be a point for maintaining the sports facilities, especially Abotiman and Legon.
Sitcho
made that point, because in every year there's going to be a sports festival, these facilities will be maintained well, he says. Alright, is there another question? Stanley in Achimota says, please ask Baby Jet if he remembers his goal at Stamford Bridge, where he famously danced with Bolo Zende. Come on, why wouldn't he remember? Why wouldn't he remember? I remember watching that game. It was crazy. Indeed, where is it? Okay. Are you sure that's for Baby Jet? I don't think so. I don't think that's for Baby Jet. All right, John, let's finish our quiz.
I want to ask him something.
He said what?
I wanted to ask Baby something.
You go ahead and ask him.
There's something about John and his angles when he's scoring goals. And it's fascinating because for most players, when they cut onto their favorite side, you know, the goal is bigger. They can curl to the far post, go to the near post. But when Jan has the ball at the right side, typical example is the goal he scored against Algeria, the goal he scored against Noya.
He doesn't miss from there.
It's from those angles that a lot of strikers struggle to. Egypt in Kumasi. Yeah. I was in the stance, I was like, baby, who coin? Baby, who coin? There's something about that angle for Jan. And I wanted to ask,
how did he perfect
it? How do you find so much comfort in those zones to find the finish that you do find?
It's something I perfected. You know, I goal scoring is an act. It's something I invented it. You know, sometimes I go on my right and I shoot like the normal shoot, and then I feel like it's not effective. You know, so I just developed that skill that on my right I'll just use my instep foot.
Yeah,
it's like a cross in just in front of the goalkeeper. Just that. So it's something I mastered it. So when I get a chance there, 95% I'll score.
98% Jan. It's
98%. So
it's true.
Against Noya, he faced it. He couldn't.
Yeah.
So on that angle, I remember the first time. That was when Richard Ofori remained in the team when he was at Wild Stars. You know, after training, I just take the ball there. Shroom. No goalkeeper. But he was the goalkeeper who was
saving
always saving it. I was like, oh.
Wow, interesting.
So honestly, I recommended him.
Okay.
Yes. And he became the third goalkeeper coming up and
all the way to number one.
Yes.
And then he touched that ball.
He touched that ball. But that's okay.
But it's okay.
All right, that game. Let's go. Yeah,
it's okay. All right. Somebody sent a message that he went to the registration call and they said athlete or coach, but he wants to register as a footballer. You are an athlete.
Okay, so when you come to register, there is a drop down. You have to select either an athlete, either a coach, or either even a volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the person have to select the appropriate button.
Yes, he wanted to select, but he's a footballer. He didn't know a footballer means athlete. So he didn't see footballer. That's his question. He didn't see footballer. He only saw athlete. Now he knew he's a footballer. So I'm saying that footballer, volleyball player,
so now he knows.
Explain it to him.
Yes, you are all athletes.
Thank you.
You are all athletes. So please select athlete, okay? All right, Baby Jet, let's try and finish our quiz. Number four. So you answered that one, the brace you scored against Stoke City. Now, you scored in back-to-back games against Spurs and Chelsea in the Premier League that same season. Which player assisted your goal against Chelsea?
It was Jordan Henderson.
Oh, my word. In the 52nd minute. That's brilliant. That is brilliant. How do you even remember that?
Even my first goal I scored in the Premier League, in my first start, it was Jordan.
Wow. Yes, that I remember.
That was my first game in the Premiership.
Yeah. In that volley too.
Yeah,
to
from
be honest,
the right cross.
I don't know how you got to the ball. Because it was almost like he was flying to meet the ball.
Yeah. And that game, we were one man down.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I remember that game very well.
Yeah.
There's a message here that says, please ask Jan, can he remember the year he started football and which team was that? And if possible, the time... In a possible time, he is looking forward to what? How do I apply it? Okay, your message is all over the place.
But please, I think come again.
I started at 9.
Exactly. Okay.
Yes.
From primary school.
Yes, I started at 9.
So that's that. So exactly.
1994.
So there you go. So
it's the same point you're making.
That's the question. Early. The point. You know, if you don't start that early, it's too late. At 13, 14, it's probably too late. You should be discovered way before that. All right. Here's another one. You've scored 51 goals for Ghana in 109 games. Do you know which country your 50th goal came against? 50th.
50th?
Yes.
50th was Ethiopia.
There you go. In Kumasi.
Kumasi, yeah.
Kumasi, yeah. Kumasi, yeah.
And then instead of them to celebrate, they were talking about my armband.
I remember that incident. They said you customized the armband.
Yeah, but let's go.
But you know what? I can't talk, but let's go.
Yeah, I commentated on that game that day. I think that was Germany's debut.
Germany's debut, he scored two.
Scored
I played with him. May he so rest in peace.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah. I remember that game.
You commentated on that really game. Well on that day.
Yeah. Here's another one. You were named Black Stars captain 11 years ago in 2013. How many games do you think you played for Ghana as captain? Do you remember?
That was my heart cut for him.
That one.
No, it would be hard. I'll help you. You played 31 games as Black Stars captain.
Wow.
Out of the 109, 31 of them was played as captain. Okay, here's another one. Do you remember your first game after being named permanent captain? The first game you captained Ghana for?
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. That's an interesting one.
Mr. Van, I don't remember.
It's getting harder and harder.
Ah, this is something I should remember.
Yeah, it's something you should remember. But
I don't know where was it at the AFCON?
It was an AFCON qualifier.
AFCON qualifier.
Yes, it was a 2013 AFCON qualifier.
Was it Malawi?
Thank you.
Hey, Akraspor Stadium.
It was Malawi. Yes.
Achu's best game.
Yes, yes, yes. October 13, 2012.
Wow.
That is fantastic. Yeah. John has a memory of a cat.
Yes.
Okay, here's another one. You've scored for the Black Stars in 14 of the 17 years that you play for the national team. In 14 of those 17 years, you've scored a goal in each year. Now, the question is, in which year do you think you scored the most goals for Ghana? Of all those 14.
The most goals, I would say.
Which calendar year?
2014?
Yeah. The one before that.
2013.
Yes, 2013. Yep. Because there was the AFCON, then the qualifiers to the World Cup. So that was the year.
Yep.
Can you put a number to it? How many? It was 11 goals 11. In 15 games.
11.
Wow.
Yeah.
For the national team in a single calendar year.
Yeah. That was when I moved to the UAE.
Yes, yeah. That was exactly. And everybody said, ah, this is a weak league. Yes, he can't. And that was when he had his most successful Black Stars career.
Thank
so
you.
Sometimes the league really coming. Doesn't matter.
Thank
I
you.
Remember an article Fifi Anaman wrote for the Telegraph where he said that moving to the UAE was a plus for Ghana instead.
Yes. Okay, Jan, so the last two, and then I'll let you go. Obviously, I think your team wants to leave. You have another meeting. Here's one. This is an interesting one. You scored on your debut for Ghana against Somalia back in 2003. That, that much you know.
Yeah.
You came off the bench. That much you know. Do you know who you replaced?
I replaced, is it Nana Hindria?
Perfecto. Yeah. In the 70th minute. That is ridiculous.
The boy didn't play any right things for the hand.
His whole life is football.
He was a very sharp student.
He was always saying, yes, the football, the football where he put the toxic, he come along in the play, he won't be that.
But Mali said, in this great future,
you can forget the past.
Charlie,
dry your tears, I say. No, woman.
No, but on a serious note,
if those sing, know which song
no, those singing and we appreciate them. If their voices were like yours, we're not going to listen.
We are allowed to sing like you.
We have
somebody should sack Muftar from there.
We have a meeting with the NSA.
Yeah, you need to go. Okay,
yeah, so
okay.
But friend, there's a final point I wanted, Chief, to clarify. There was something about who could. There's a caveat in those who could.
Yes. If you playing for a club, you can't register. Okay. This non-league. Is meant for non-league. Okay. So this is only for non-league. If you're in the league, you cannot register. You'll be disqualified.
Okay.
The idea is you already have
a platform
that you were engaged on. People have invested money in you. They're expecting a certain rewards or returns from you, and we don't want to interrupt those. So if you are in a league, if you're playing in the league, you can't.
What if I'm a free agent?
Yeah, you can.
If you're a free agent, it's a different thing.
I beg you one last question. This thing has been worrying me for a very long time. 2015.
Speaking to the microphone.
2015, I was in uni. We were fighting. It almost became physical. This question is on my heart.
Fed off campus there.
You and Afri Akwa, who they dance?
This is the question.
No. It's a two-part question. Who is a better dancer? And who was responsible for bringing the formation dance in the Black Stars?
This one.
Me,
no,
of course.
No, this one.
Oh, babe, dear.
By the way, baby, do you have a hat-trick for the national team?
Hat-trick was... Nope.
No.
I think two.
That is true.
Two, yeah.
Yeah. And those braces, how many of them do you think you scored?
Those braces?
Yes.
Oh.
Like you said, two, baby. But how many? Can you put a number to it?
I think Korea, Japan.
He even remembers the game.
Turkey, the one which called seven at the Crespo Stadium.
Yes, yeah, that was Lesotho.
Lesotho.
Egypt. Or is it Comoros? I Lesotho.
Egypt.
Egypt.
Is it seven?
Seven! Seven it is! He's got seven braces.
Charlie, end of story.
Listen. No, we won't do this again.
We'll continue. We'll go this way. You have one of the questions, though.
I think that, baby, we would like to thank you for coming.
Yep,
obviously, this was very entertaining, very informative as well.
Lovely.
The original games, great initiative. We'll support it. We'll continue to take questions. Alfred and Chief Franklin, they'll be listening on their way to their meeting. So if you have another question,
we'll forward some that we can't respond.
Exactly.
To
we'll forward it. And then once they send us responses, we'll tell you. But go to allregionalgames.com to register. That is only official outlet for registration. The actual competition is on November 4, but before that, they're touring the regions and they're scouting for talent. And it's going to be a massive project in the build up to the whole event itself. It's a great initiative that we at the multimedia group are supporting as well, from a legend, one of our own, for Ghana. From him, Ghana has given him a lot, he's given back, basically, to the country that gave him everything. Chief Franklin, thank you.
Thank you,
sir. For this great initiative. And Baby Jet, we had the choice, we had the option of finishing that interview and asking more serious questions. We don't want that. We wanted a more enjoyable atmosphere, more enjoyable environment. Because sometimes the hard things can get. I'm not. If there's time, you come back. We can have an actual interview.
Lovely.
And speak about the great thing. Like somebody says, did Sam Allardyce approve your departure to UAE? I'm like,
you know, and what, I have to come in there. One thing sometimes I find it a bit frustrating.
Yes.
You know, when I'm online, you know, I grant interview. I'm here because of Original Games.
Yes.
And then you see the headlines talking about the other interviews that I granted.
The other things you spoke about.
Yeah. So I want the journalists or the writers to focus on the Original Games.
Yeah, that's why
we're here.
And that's why I intentionally didn't take you to other things.
Thank you.
Because certainly that's where the headlines would have been. If I ask you anything about Blasters right now, before you leave this studio,
you read the story.
So it's very intentional.
Thank you.
I wanted to give him the maximum mileage as possible.
Thank you.
So that we're not distracted.
Thank you.
And that's why they're here. We said we would help. We have to set the example.
Thank you.
By controlling the narrative.
Everybody's welcome.
Everybody's welcome. Thank you. All right, Baby Jet, thank you very much.
Give me the song.
Thank you, Chief Franklin. Thank you, Bafo, for coming.
Are you not thank me?
Thank you, Alfred, my friend Livia. And we'll be right back. But yeah, the Original Games is a project that that we will laud, and we've said it many times in the past that, you know, as Ghanaians, sometimes, you know, it's part of our responsibility as a media company to help promote some of these projects and events, and you know, I was glad that he came. And I know some of you probably were looking for some hardcore interview. That's not the purpose of this. And like I explained, we needed to make sure that the focus is all on the reason for which he came here. We benefited a lot from Azerbaijan and his performances with the national team. So when it's time to give back, you have to extend a hand and help with whatever project that he's working on. It's our responsibility, really, to help drive that home. So the All Regional Games, if you're interested, go to allregionalgames.com to register, okay? And they have as many as 9 sporting disciplines that they are they're working on, not just football. And you heard them. The opportunities that are bound are great if you participate. So I'm glad that we could help. But time now for us to switch and talk about a few other things before we call it an afternoon. Lots of you are still sending in messages. Like I said, on their way to the meeting, they will be listening. So the team will get your messages and then they will send us responses and hopefully we can answer those questions. This one says, ask Jan to clarify us on this. We always argue that he's a musician and Castro is the footballer. How true is this? I think I've heard that Castro was a very good footballer as well. So I think that answers the question. There's a message here that says, Owolemonko, I remember his days in Alajo, specifically Davy Beans area with all the squad. Ask him who is the better player among the Jans, he or his brother. Personally, I know their other brother who actually didn't play is better than himself and Bafo. That's Sakatu from London. Sakatu, that's an interesting one. I'm sure maybe you'll be listening. This one says, ask Jan. This is from Pablo in Montreal, Canada, who says, ask Baby if he remembers his encounters with Lord during his coach playing days. I think we have to bring Jan back here.
No, it's a more.
Lord go tell boy say, then he respond.
He respond there with Jan.
Indeed.
All right, interesting. Bedroom Rodrigo de Paul. He sends this message. Not Pep Guardiola.
Not Pep Guardiola.
Not Pep Guardiola. Just say, why are you close marking or bedroom?
It be Pep Wade, Ontario.
Ranier, go Ontario. He was at La Paz.
Then Rodrigo de Porto very soon. In says, America, quick. If I go, God mercy.
Okay. interesting. All right, cool. Listen, we'll talk Champions League very shortly, but let me tell you about... okay, this one says, she asked Jan if he remembers his long-range goal at the AFCON and who assisted that goal. It was not Kojata more. This one, how can anybody forget? Friend, top show. You guys are doing very well. Baby Jet is a living legend. Ask him if there's room for partnership from individuals. Yeah. I think they addressed that.
On the site, you have sponsorship, partnership. Yes. Just visit the site.
Go there. Everything is he grooming players that we can see more replicas of him in the future? I think they answered all those questions. That's from Dale all the way in Madrid. Listening to us. Dale, thank you so much for your message. And there's one here that's what happened to Baby Jet Airlines? Oh, okay. One of the business interests of Azerbaijan. I remember that. You keep your messages coming. Listen, Danike, what's the voice I asked for? I can't find it. The voice I asked for, where is it? Find it for me, because that is essential. We need to start and end on a certain note. But there was some crazy football in the UEFA Champions League in midweek, and we'll talk about that shortly. Real Madrid and Man City traded one of the best games on UEFA Champions League night. 3-0 at the Bernabeu. Then Barcelona shocked PSG, beating them 3-2 away from home. And then, obviously, Arsenal and Bayern Munich, controversial end to the game following a very, very eventful 2-2 draw. Then Atletico Madrid with a slight advantage, 2-1 winners over Borussia Dortmund. And then on Thursday, one of the big shocks of midweek football happened when Liverpool at home were absolutely hammered and destroyed
and pummeled
by Atalanta
and bamboozled
and Bamboozle. let's refer to Achutamaklo for more adjectives.
Achu, what do you have for us?
Decimated.
Decimated.
Yeah.
They were mashed. They were mashed, bamboozled, destroyed, decimated, trashed,
humiliated,
annihilated,
yes.
Crushed.
Brother,
they were cooked.
I think.
See, that's the best one.
They were cooked.
Thank you. I think that because we are all of us are talking, it has become an encumbrance for you.
Charlie.
It wasn't even fun. No, Sicho, briefly on that. What was that?
Look, Fent, on a more serious note, I don't think Liverpool gave Atalanta the respect they deserve.
I think so too, yeah.
And when you look at the body language of the Liverpool players, it was almost as if they turned up at Anfield thinking, we are Liverpool. This is Anfield. We will win. Because the energy and the intensity with which they played is not like the clubs Liverpool have become used to. But unfortunately for Jurgen Klopp, there are so many key players in this Liverpool team who are underperforming at this crucial time of the season. Mm-hmm. So, Cody Gakpo is not firing. Darwin Nunes is not firing. The biggest of all is Mohamed Salah, who is not firing. And there was a time in the season where Curtis Jones was brilliant for Liverpool. And he hasn't been the same player in the last month or so. Now, Konate has missed a couple of games, come back into the team, hasn't looked too sharp. So all of these players who are not performing well come into the Liverpool team. Club has to rest some players. And all of a sudden, they lose that intensity that they've got. But they came up against an Atalanta team who, away from home, under Gasperini, can be very dangerous to play. They've got pace. They've got great ability and work ethic. And that is why at Anfield, the Liverpool we've become used to, they didn't show up. And the Atalanta, not many people have paid attention to, cooked Liverpool.
That's interesting. Lots of messages here. Also on my personal phone. Amin Shadow sent me a message. He said, for him, his favorite Django has to be the one against Algeria.
Malaria.
Not necessarily even because of the good quality of
malaria.
The goal. He says, even the importance of the goal alone.
For that us. One. Malaria.
Makes that goal.
I remember my headline very well. Malaria streaking Jan saves Ghana.
Oh, that's a good one. I
remember my headline so well.
This one from Okule says, Michael Okule, he says, his top three Jan goals in no particular order, Jan against USA, Jan against England, and Jan against Algeria. Yeah, I think definitely. That's top pick. There. As for Danike, I know how he's feeling now after seeing Baby J. That's Okule.
What
is that man sitting on? Who sat on the chair fresh when he left?
Hold on. Do you know that Jan had an app? He used to have an app.
A Baby Jet app.
Yes. And Amini Shadow was the editor of that app.
Yes. Sedu Adamu is asking me to create a show around Blasters players and Ghana Premier League players titles. How much do you know yourself?
Yeah,
and I told him that it's in the works.
It's in the works already. Brilliant, yeah.
It's in the works already. Yeah. What you saw was comedy.
Yeah. No, we are just teasing.
It's in the works already.
Yeah, I seen the thing on air.
Oh, no, right now the people on air know that it is our trademark. If somebody goes to steal it.
Actually, someone can go and steal it and tweak it small. And make it.
If you tweak it, guys, we'll see. See, Kofi Haji, my good friend, says he wants to know how much jam made from the UAE deal. Boys want to see something. You will see anything. Listen, before we go to UEFA Champions League, Danike,
yeah, man,
I'm giving you 5 minutes. Okay, let's talk about something that has been even in my own heart for the last maybe 3 weeks. Okay, and I will give you the through pass. So let me work on the pass and give it to you.
You're doing step over.
Yes, I'm doing step over.
Me, I'm Haaland. I don't waste
you
time.
You finish it. So that's right.
Kevin, you better do all the work.
So let me do the work for you.
Charlie, Fent.
He has not done the work.
I'm waiting. I'm a very
listen
impatient.
To me. Is it a faulty pass?
No, it's not a faulty pass, please. We don't give faulty passes here. Okay. I just want to say that the black princesses of Ghana, Ghana's national and the 20 women's team, has in the past 20 years been the most consistent national team in the entire country when it comes to qualifying for competitions. They have been the most consistent team of all our national teams when it comes to qualifying for competitions. They have made a 7th consecutive appearance at the FIFA World Cup. They've qualified for that. No other national team has ever qualified for the World Cup 7 times in a row. Never in the history of Ghana football. Only one team has done that. That is our U20. It is made up of 16-year-olds, 17-year-olds, 18 and 19-year-olds. In other words, it's a national team made up of teenagers who leave home, the comfort of their parents, some of them with single parents, some of them, that is the only avenue with which they can bring something home. Some of them, as teenagers, are breadwinners because their talent is speaking for them. And that talent has to be rewarded because that talent is being used to the benefit of this country. So each qualifying event, these players are called to camp. Come and play for the national team. Come and play for your country. They leave home. Some of them from Tamale, from Wa, from Chirponi, from Du. They take bus and risk their lives to come to Pram Pram, to come and lie there in mosquito-stricken camp. For days, they are training and sacrificing the comfort of their homes for the national team. And despite all of these challenges, including fighting stigma, because in Ghanaian society, women footballers are still not duly accepted. Not just footballers, women athletes have still not gained full recognition and full acceptance in society. We still see them in a certain way. A lot of people think that a lot of women footballers or a lot of women athletes are something else.
Tomboys.
Tomboys. So they have to live with that. But in the face of all of this, they still show up every single time to compete for this country. And in the last year, they have done that remarkably by qualifying for the FIFA and the 20 Women's World Cup, which should take place later this year in Colombia. They played 6 matches in the process. In those 6 games, they won every single one of them to qualify. And that's a 7th consecutive qualifying match that they have played. Apart from that, the man that is leading them, Bazigi, since he came over, this team has not lost a single match in all competitions. And they have played in World Cup qualifying. They have played in WAFU U20 girls competition, which they won in Kumasi. They played in African Games, which they won in Cape Coast. They are only entitled to $1,000 per game as a winning bonus. And I say entitled because the people in power were the ones who told them that if you win one game, we will give you $1,000. They didn't hold anybody's neck and squeeze them and force them to make that promise. Nobody did that. You did. You told them. So the 6 matches in qualifying, you told them you will pay them $6,000. So after the first round, 2 matches, $2,000. You didn't pay. After the second round, 2 matches, you didn't pay. After the third round, 2 matches, you didn't pay. They have qualified. You said, oh, they have another tournament coming up. And that tournament is African Games. Then the woman who is representing women's football at the Executive Council of the Ghana Football Association, Madam Gifty Owari, granted an interview to Joy Sports where she said categorically that the girls will be paid before the start of the African Games. Once again, we didn't hold her neck to make that promise. She did it, leaned back in the comfort of her chair at her office. We didn't even drag her here. When she granted that interview. So in other words, she had all the conditions perfect in her, and her brain was functioning at a high level.
To tell the truth.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, but just to be fair to her, she said they are holding the minister to his words.
He's not done.
They're holding the minister to his words. We need to be fair to her.
Muftao likes interrupting the interruption.
I've not inter-
You're getting the way of the past. Allow, please.
So,
no, me, the past, I want to add to the past.
For God. Oh,
don't worry, I'll come to you. Okay, so, Madam Gifty Owari, you made that promise. You said you're holding the minister to his words. You made the promise. I didn't. No, but Lawrence is slimmer than Danike.
And shorter.
And shorter. He has no strength. He can't force Madam Gifty Owari to say anything. Okay? So Lauren asked her the question. And this is exactly what she said.
FA is an association, and this association sells brands. And we have products that we sell. Our foremost product is Black Stars across the world, not just in Ghana. The male teams had been the one that dominates the love and affection from the countries. So I find it quite worrying when we try to make it look like vis-a-vis the women's team, and then we should see it as something that connects and all that. But I think the challenge really is, are the women getting the due that they deserve? Which I feel for a while as a country, we had not been doing so well. But then when you check for some time now, they've been getting really their due. The difference is that, yes, we are owing Black Queens, we are owing Satellites, sorry, we are owing Princess, and we had, when we spoken to them, myself, the president of GFA, Mr. Ketu Kweku, and then the minister and the ministry had spoken, and they had made promises to us that we are going to get these monies for these girls before we start, we go into our next match, which...
All right, that the minister had made them a promise that they would get these monies before the start of the next match. And that next match was the first game of the African Games. They did not get the money. The girls did not get an explanation. Now, they played that first game, second game, third game, went all the way to the final, won it. And they still have not been told anything. The girls went home. In fact, the Muslim girls in there, I can tell you for a fact... You know how the GFA like to post pictures of their Muslim girls and then they are celebrating Eid? Or they could not celebrate Eid because they could not buy Eid clothes. Because they don't have money. Now, when they won gold at the African Games, the minister was the one who was there. And they told them that, listen, before the start of the competition, they told them that if you win gold in the African Games, we'll give you $3,000. Then they said, at the time they made the promise, they didn't say anything about team sport. Then when the girls won the competition, they went there to pay per diems. And then they said that as for team sport, we have not decided that we'll give you $3,000 each. So for you, we'll decide on a package and give to you. Now, since that promise, and now, they have been able to go to meetings and turn around on their word to the volunteers that they said were misinformed. They want to have a meeting in between and decided at that meeting that for the volunteers, we can pay them 1,000 Ghana cedis per volunteer. Until date, they still have not decided that for the women footballers or for the Black Satellites, this is the package we want to give them. The individual gold medalists too, as we speak, don't have their money. So, the girls go home and the girls are crying. I got a very inconvenient call. Charlie. Yesterday, one of the girls was crying. She couldn't get money to do anything for her parents for Eid. And she is a breadwinner and she's a teenager. She put everything in her life into playing football to make sure she gets selected for the national team. And we are not talking thousands of dollars here. We are talking $1,000 per match. $1,000. They promised they didn't pay. Africa Games, they won gold. They didn't pay. One of the girls even told me they can't even get money to buy sanitary pads. That is how serious the situation is.
You were lucky she didn't ask you for money.
Ah, I haven't finished. And then I asked her, so how have you been surviving? She said last week she called the coach and the coach sent her 80 Ghana cedis. Coach Baziki, who has not also been paid a peswa. The coach himself is unwell. When I called him to confirm the girl's story, the coach said he was in hospital. He needs money.
He's sending Momo from the hospital.
Yes.
But that's what he's been doing all these years.
He himself is not well. And we are keeping this money for what purpose? They keep saying they don't have money. But when the volunteers did smoke Takashi, you found money for them.
You didn't even add that they said they'll give them 200 cedis as transportation. So that's 1,200.
1,200 per volunteer. You found the money for them. You still haven't decided how much you will pay the girls. And you still owe them $6,000 per player. Now, do you know that was anointing the key? When we made the noise for them to pay the Black Queens, these people, including Madam Gifty Owari, and I have great respect for her, but you cannot, after the Zambia second leg match, she went to chief of staff and took 250,000 Ghana cedis. And the chief of staff said, you people, you didn't qualify, but you played well. And they came to share that money to the players, the Black Queens players, who didn't qualify, by the way. But she had time to take money from chief of staff to come and give it to them on top of the 4,000 Ghana cedis checks all of them got for all the money they owe them. And they deserve that. But my point is, if you can, go and look for extra money to come and share to the Black Queens.
For a team that did not qualify.
A team that didn't qualify because they played well in Zambia. And you are looking at the Queens, who you are also in charge of. You may not be the management committee chairperson for that, but you represent their interest at the FA. You went to chief of staff, looked at chief of staff's face, and determined that the girls who just got $84,000 checks, or was it 80 something?
Cedis.
Sorry, 84,000 cedis checks. Or was it 87, something like that. And didn't qualify for the Olympic Games are the ones who deserve an extra 200,000. When the ones that have qualified that you owe, that are teenagers, that need this, you are misplacing priority. And even from that 200 and something thousand from chief of staff, each player got 4,000. Multiply it by 22 players. Let's see. Where is the rest of the money?
Do the calculation. You can calculate that for there. I mean, that one, if you're the chief of staff, that invited them.
We are back. So, Daniel, we are back to this. Where we are ready as a country to let teenagers starve. And you know what I picked up? Apparently, the per diems that were paid at the end of the African Games, the management committee chairpersons did not get some, or got something that was not proportional to what the players got. So,
why did they want to?
Why do they want to get?
First question. So now they are very apathetic towards the situation.
What do you mean? Why did they get some? If they are all in camp and they are all working out of their home, per diems are due them. Per diems are due them.
The point is, though, they are very apathetic to the situation because they feel like even with the bonuses, they won't get their share of the money. So they are not fighting enough.
Which can also make sense.
And it will be very selfish and unfortunate.
Why would it be selfish?
Because
it means they don't have any way.
Sicho.
Let me answer that question. If they are not going to be paid, it means they are not working.
You are all missing the point. Sicho is being sarcastic with the question.
Am I? No, I'm asking how relevant. I'm saying that. Listen, you are saying they didn't deserve. You asked, why did they want paid?
What did they do?
Wait, hang on. Now, you want the people that you claim they don't do anything, who don't deserve paid, to go and fight for money that they won't even get for the work that they do on the team. The structure of our national teams are such that they need management. They've composed such that there's a management team. If you are telling us today that they have no value, then block it out. If it is there, then you have to get what is due them. If they won't be paid, then what should they work for? It is the management team's job to go and find that money. If you are saying that they don't have to be paid for the job they are doing, then why are you now saying that they should go and look for the money for the girls?
Friends, I disagree.
Go on.
I don't think you need a management committee. You need to institute such a committee to go and chase monies that you've agreed to pay the ladies.
That's not what I've said.
It's useless.
That's not what I've said. No. Fentu is saying that.
I'm only saying
the attitude towards the chasing of the money
is
somewhere because they won't get some.
That's right.
They feel.
They feel they won't get some.
I am speaking to the logic of they being relevant in the first place.
Oh, that one is a different matter.
We cannot establish.
No, that one is a different matter. That one is a different matter.
So,
having that they are there, they have to get what is due them.
Having said that.
Later, we can talk about not having them.
Having said that.
The past.
Having said that. I find it highly irreprehensible. Okay, it is unquestionable. It is unfortunate. It has no. It has no place in our society where, at any given chance, we should have the opportunity to treat teenagers like this who have been called to serve their country. Because of all the people who are responsible for making these monetary decisions, I don't think any of them have served this country better than these girls have. And they are only teenagers. So, the last thing I would say, no matter what the difficulty is, stop lying. You know you have the money. You found it when the Black Stars were going to the AFCON. You found it when the volunteers were making you unpopular. You found it to pay for opening ceremony and closing ceremony, over $5 million. You found it to build stadium, Boteman Complex, $145 million. You found it to invest $34 million into a stadium that was already 70% complete. You found it to spend $60 million in university halls to host Africa Games. Is it $6,000 per player, national team player, that you can't, if it were the Black Stars that you owed $6,000, would you have told us you don't have the money? You owe these girls before the AFCON. You found the money to pay the men, to take them to the AFCON, and you didn't find it in it to give them their due. That is wickedness. So, Mr. Sports Minister, Mustafa Youssef, Deputy, Mr. Evans. Bobier Evans, Madam Gifty Oware, Mr. Keto Kreku, get your priorities right. I don't get a CD from this money, but I cannot keep getting the calls I'm getting. It makes me sad. They reach out to me via Twitter DM, phone calls. It is a sad situation. All because you promised them money that you haven't paid. Pay the Black princesses their money. Daniel, finish it for me.
Me, I just want to say one thing. I've been on this thing,
You are tired.
Look, me, tired. Look, what broke, and I want listeners to listen to this. Listen to this thing. Oh. What broke my heart was last weekend. I received a call, and the person is telling me that. She's telling me that, look, Ramadan couldn't have come at a much better time. And I said, like, what do you mean by that? And she says, they are fasting, so there's no need for her to buy food. Do you understand what it means?
The fasting has become like an excuse for the need for. So it's not really the essence of the fasting. That's the problem.
Yeah. Charlie, they are fasting. So from 6 to 6, she knows that she got the small that she have, or the one that she doesn't even have in pool, there will be no need to spend it on food. Because there's religious backing to it. Mm-hmm. So she doesn't need to. But when the 6 o'clock and others are breaking their fast, what do you do? And she said, basically, like the people know her. So when she gets there, the cocoa, they will give her something. Mm-hmm. Charlie, this somebody who. Charlie, you people are wicked, eh? Like, this thing is beyond wickedness. You are wicked, Papa. And then you go, like, you are managing them. And see, I bet you, the World Cup that is coming, if any glory comes from, this is the thing that annoys me. When glory comes, they are the first. Did you see the Black Satellites, the podium? The podium takes 4 people. There were 9 people on the podium because they want to be inside the picture.
Yes.
Oh, when Abeku Jackson won his medal, who was there with him?
He was forcing himself on the podium. When glory comes, you are the first to go and put your face there.
Yes.
and then you add your voice to it, and the voice to it is nonsense. We don't want to hear it because we know what you are doing. We don't want to hear that part. But then you go and add your voice to it, you are talking loud, and then they add it to their political campaign that during my time, the team won this. The team won
this. They will add it.
The team won this.
And they qualify for this.
But the small thing that you give to these people to survive to, how can you live like this? How can you seriously be in charge of, like, these are teenage girls who.
Yes.
And you understand the state of the sport in this country. You know what it means to be a female footballer. They are not paying them at their clubs. It's literally charity work that they are doing. And when they work hard enough to earn national team qualification, the small that you give them, the Black Stars were paid even before. The money was waiting for them when they start, before they even started flying into the country.
They got called up, no way they send them the money.
But these girls will go and do the work and come.
Usually, usually the Black Stars, when they are going for a tournament, the moment they finish with their final squad,
Bugger.
They give you your appearance fee.
They call you not
back. You know, Daniel has spoken about one aspect, the nonchalance and the wickedness.
Yes.
The other part is how people's relationships and their political affiliations have gotten in the way of the work. The Women's League
Board has become an encumbrance. Okay.
The Women's League Board is made up of women of with relative clout, right? At least in the sports space.
Mm-hmm.
All of them have significant political relationships.
Yes.
We don't want to mention their names.
Yes.
There is a Black Queens Management Committee.
Mm-hmm.
There's a Princesses Management Committee.
Mm-hmm.
I have said it. I don't think those committees should be there.
Mm-hmm.
But if you
I fully agree.
If you take the composition of the GFA itself,
mm-hmm.
there are powerful people there
mm-hmm.
Who should advocate for women's football. Gifty is an example. And I'm mentioning her name because she typifies what I'm about to explain.
Mm-hmm.
Her position makes it impossible for her to do her job. And that is why I'll never agree with this idea that we should put a politician in the administration of our football.
The conflicts of interest.
She is the deputy boss at the NSS.
True.
Card-holding member of the NPP.
True.
How does she go against the grain and call out the sports ministry and her government for doing this?
That's a tricky situation.
She cannot.
It is a tricky situation. At least not publicly.
She can.
At least not publicly.
Fence.
I'm sure behind the scenes.
She can have a conversation, but her attitude when she has nothing to lose, she cannot. She will be constrained by this relationship and this mentality that we're all in the same boat and we're all from the same place. Unfortunately for us, even for those who are not like Gifty, for those without an actual portfolio to point to, they still have relationships.
Portfolio.
Yes, they still have some relationships with people in government, with people in the party, which makes it impossible for them to even give a radio interview
to highlight this matter.
To even highlight the matter, because look, they are genuinely afraid of what will happen to them if they dare question the sports ministry or governments on how they are treating the ladies. Otherwise, friends, there is no way this thing will happen,
because all of these people have. They are old enough to have teenage daughters. Yes.
So there are people who don't care.
And they own clubs.
There are those who, out of wickedness, will not lift a finger to help. And then there are those who I believe, and those people outnumber the first two categories that I've spoken about. It's just a matter of fear of the consequences that will come if they dare question the sports ministry. Because look, friends, why should we need people to go and ask the sports ministry to pay something, promises that they have made? And here's the thing, look.
And these are not even lofty promises.
Here's the thing. You see, often people don't know the nature of the situation. People don't know who these players are, where they are coming from. They don't know their livelihoods and how they survive.
Bro, the DB girls, they know they play ball.
That's simplifies
so that, it. So, like, when you explain it.
So, in 30 seconds.
Moved out.
Thank you. So, in 7 consecutive competitions, these under 20 girls have sold this country to the rest of the world. With all due respect to the Ghana Tourism Authority and other agencies responsible for marketing Ghana, who are always giving budgets. You have not given these girls any budget, but they've sold this country to the rest of the world more than all these agencies that you have. You give them budgets to do that.
Mm-hmm.
If a single player is due just $6,000,
mm-hmm.
that you cannot make that $6,000 available, then I have a very
big problem. We are all not serious.
then we are not serious as a country. If you are serious as a country,
shame, eh? It's a big shame.
It is. Because you are wondering.
Have I been wearing this one all along?
So in the first place,
like thank you. From the da.
In the first place, can you imagine Ghana versus, say, Colombia, Ghana versus Egypt? The match, whether you like it or not, it is on FIFA. Can it's Ghana global. As a country,
it's global.
It's global. Can Ghana as a country pay for that act?
No, we can't.
So this simple thing, this simple act of doing it for the girls, and we find it very difficult to do it.
That's a brilliant point. So this is what we are going to do here at the Multimedia Group. If you will not pay the money, we will raise money for the girls.
Simple.
Oh,
so we'll like start that. A fundraising campaign.
Game plan fundraiser.
Yes. From next week, we'll start the fundraising campaign so that public institutions or private individuals can donate to taking care of these girls. Because we cannot do this to people who sacrifice for our country. And that is how we wrap up today's edition of Game Plan. Achu, thank you. Thank you, Sicho. Thank you, Daniel. Thank you, Muftao. Thank you to Bebie himself. The show was partly brought to you by PaperSaw as well as DSTV. My name is Fentu Otahiru Fentu. I hope you enjoyed it. Make sure that you go on the Joy News YouTube page. It will be available there as a podcast. You can watch back. Also, it will be available on all podcast platforms. Just search for Game Plan and it will be right there for you. Okay? But also remember that for Joy Prime, we are preparing to dive into a selection of signature cocktails and mocktails, from classic mojitos and sex on the beach to refreshing margaritas and cosmopolitans, to savor our mouth-watering range of sizzling grills from pork to chicken. We've got the beats to keep you grooving all day long. So mark your calendars for the two-day experience on the 3rd of May, starting at 4 p.m., and the 4th of May, starting at 2 p.m. sharp at the Joy FM car park. Don't miss out on the fun, okay? It's called the Joy Prime Cocktail Experience. All right, if you want to sponsor or to make inquiries, the number is 055-969-1797. We'll see you then. My name is Fentu Tahiru Fentu once again. Thanks a lot for listening, for all your messages. We're back again next Friday.